This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We got to lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Yellowstone Park out west. Have you been there? Oh, if you haven't, my goodness, put it on your bucket list. It's a beautiful national treasure. The natural beauty is unforgettable, and the wildlife, well, that becomes the icing on the cake. But every summer, vacationers fail to heed warnings, and they get too close. 3 times this week, someone has been hurt by animals in Yellowstone. And authorities say it was the fault of the people visiting there. A woman from California suffered a hip injury when a bison bull charged her. A woman from Texas and another from Las Vegas suffered head injuries when they were kicked by protective mother elk. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's a very slow, slight expansion of the U.S. hog herd taking place. That's what we were told this week at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines. The president and CEO of Genesis Swine Genetics, Jim Long, said it certainly is not a dramatic expansion taking place, as profitability for many is a bit elusive at the moment. We'll get a new U.S. Department of Agriculture tally on the size of the hog herd and the degree of that expansion coming up on the 28th of this month. By the way, I learned from Jim Long, whose company Genesis does business all around the world, that pork production globally accounts for over 40% of all of the meat and poultry that is consumed. In Muhammad Ali's hometown of Louisville, some of the folks are puzzled about President Trump's comment that he might pardon the late Muhammad Ali. Ali's attorney, Ron Tweel, said there is no conviction from which a pardon is needed. In his words, "We appreciate President Trump's sentiment, but a pardon is unnecessary." We continue to hear of the struggles of brick-and-mortar retailers. And most every week, we learn of one that has been around a while, closing its doors. Along State Street in Madison, Wisconsin, the place known as the Sacred Feather has sold hats for 47 years. But its owner, Wysi Amiri, says he'll close the store next month. A native of Afghanistan, Amiri told the Wisconsin State Journal that he's worked very hard from an early age and he wants to semi-retire. He also told the paper, "I just can't say enough about what this country has done for me." That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.